Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside via Hospedia, your bedside entertainment system.
Cheer to young and old, meek in the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, o'er hill and dale, telling their tales.
Hello everyone, today is our Christmas Day half hour special, so may I wish everyone a very happy Christmas. That opening piece of music, Carol of the Bells, was inviting everyone to throw their cares away and be of good cheer, for today is the day on which we celebrate Jesus Christ being born. And a very warm welcome to those of you who are in hospital at this time of the year. Special prayers are coming your way as you listen in. May you experience the warm blanket of God's love and reassurance through these Christmas carols and hymns today. Our programmes each week are especially for you. But a warm welcome also to those of you who may be listening in across the world. And if you're from this neck of the woods and an expat, a very happy Geordie Christmas to you. Now, I realise there may be some people listening in today who are feeling utterly exhausted this morning because of Christmas preparations, and they may be expecting a very hectic day today. And there may be those who, through their jobs, actually make Christmas very special for others, with very little time for themselves and their own families, particularly medical staff and emergency services. If that's true for you, then here's a song for those of you who need a little calm in your lives today. It's a song which tells of someone desperately trying to find a holy peace in the busyness of Christmas. Could this be what you're searching for right now as you begin your day? Here's I Need a Silent Night by Amy Grant.
I've made this same mistake before. Too many malls, too many stores. December traffic, Christmas rush. It breaks me till I push and shove. Children are crying while mothers are trying to photograph Santa and sleigh. Shopping and buying and standing forever in line. What can I say? I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent night. December comes, then disappears, faster and faster every year. My own mother keep this pace, or was the world a different place, where people stay home wishing for snow, watching three channels on their TV? Look at us now, rushing around trying to buy Christmas peace. I need a silent night, oh, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, with a silent night. What was it like back there in Bethlehem?
I heard a brilliant sermon just recently by Canon John Sinclair, in which he was trying to perceive what Christmas was all about through the eyes of an alien visitor to Earth. As he told the nativity story, he introduced a generous helping of reindeer, Christmas puddings, Santa, penguins, snowman and elves. Even Easter bunnies got a mention. But what he was trying to illustrate was how confused some people are today as to the correct story of the birth of Jesus Christ and the reason for the season. I read a poster once which said, without the word Christ in the word Christmas, we're just left with mess. A mess. Jesus is the real reason for the season. So relax and listen to the story of our Saviour's birth, as it should be told. First we turn to the Gospel of Luke, which says, in those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark sleep shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. For Christ is born of Mary, and God all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering
and enter in.
they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause a great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long live the world in sin and till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. let me now ask this question. What then is so special about this baby coming into the world? Well, the answer can be found threaded throughout all our readings and songs today, especially in the words of the angels who told the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." This was no ordinary baby. Selwyn Hughes, author of the Every Day with Jesus series, describes how very special this child Jesus was. He sums it up like this. Jesus came into the world through the natural process of birth, but he was not the product of the sexual union of Joseph and Mary. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. He goes on to say, in one respect he resembles us, but in another he differs from us. While never ceasing to be what he had always been, true God, he became what he had never been before, true man. He finishes by adding, there was a time when he became man, but never a time when he began to be God. He was a man from the manger, but God from all eternity. There you have it in a nutshell, really. I do hope that hearing the Christmas story today has blessed you all, and that you've enjoyed this mix of traditional and contemporary music. Today we've been listening to songs from Pentatonics, Amy Grant, Celine Dion, Andrea Bocelli, Alla Jones and Libra, plus choirs from Songs of Praise Big Sing. Do tune in again next Sunday to hear more Christmas carols and more reflections on the Christmas theme. Here are some words from our final hymn, from the film Christmas Carol. The song and film remind us particularly this season to be filled with God's mercy, generosity and kindness to others, especially to those in great need. The song says, come together one and all in the giving spirit. Gifts abound here, great and small, joyously we feel it. Blessings sent us from above guide us on our way. We raise our voice as we rejoice, bow our heads and pray. A miracle has just begun. God bless us, everyone. May God bless us, everyone. Goodbye for now. Have a wonderful day.
Come together, one and all, in the giving spirit. Gifts abound here, great and small, joyously we feel it. Blessings sent us from above, guide us on our way. We raise our voice as we rejoice, bow our head and pray. A miracle has just begun.